Well, now, when the time came that you qualified as a doctor, what made you decide to specialize in being an alienist?
Yeah, that's rather an interesting point. When I finished my studies practically, and when I didn't know what I really wanted to do, I had a big chance to follow one of my professors. He was called to a new position in Munich, and he wanted me as his assistant. But then, in that moment, I studied for my final examination. I came across the textbook, a textbook of psychiatry. Up to then, I thought nothing about it, because our professor then wasn't particularly interesting. And I only read the introduction to that book, where certain things were said about psychosis as a maladjustment of personality. That hit the nail on the head. In that moment, I saw I must become an alienist. My heart was something wilder in that moment. When I told my professor I wouldn't follow him, I would study psychiatry, he couldn't understand it. Nor my friends, because in those days psychiatry was nothing at all. But I saw one great chance to unite certain contrasting things in myself, namely, beside medicine, beside natural science, I always had studied history of philosophy and such subjects. It was just as if suddenly two streams were joining.